did it, right? We did it.
We are currently doing it. We have a whole thing going here. Hey, welcome to Hard On Podcast. Hey. It's a podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. In my basement, I am Sean Barnes.
And in my basement, yes. I'm the other guy.
In his basement is Jay Leonard. Dude.
Hey.
How are you? I feel like I haven't seen you. Actually, I don't know the last time I saw you. When was the last time I saw you? When we showed the movie, right?
The last time I saw you was when we showed the movie, yeah. It was our screening at SUNY Johnstown.
Yes.
It's so funny to call it that.
Or SUNY FMCC, Johnstown. if you're
FMCC
nasty.
FMCC for you local yokels. Yeah. Yeah, that was the last time I saw you. It was a week ago today, actually.
Yeah.
Yep.
And,
Yes, sir.
It's true. A lot has happened since then. Well, it was starting to happen back then, too, but that was like the beginning of it.
It was starting to happen. So in case you're listening to this 100 years in the future, this was the beginning of the plague. We knew it was coming. We followed it closely. We made some jokes about it. And we had a screening on Thursday of Middletown. The first unofficial stop of the Middle Tour, MiddletownMovie.com, at basically like a nice home field advantage type venue, a place that Sean and I had both attended some college, and our boy Jay Rad, aka Professor Jason Radlin, had hooked us up with their beautiful new theater there, the Routh Theater, to come and show the movie. It was really cool. They were really hospitable. He got the word out for us. We really didn't do anything. All we did was show up with the movie.
Yeah, and we had a solid crowd, too. I was actually very excited to see how many people were there.
Mm-hmm. So the day of the screening, they closed all the SUNY campuses. Like, in the morning. They were like, okay, SUNY's done. Which is problematic for a movie that's going to be playing at a SUNY campus. So, but you would talk to him or whatever, and it was still on, and it was all good. We get there.
Yeah, at that point, the worst thing that had happened at that point was toilet paper was coming off the shelves, and gatherings of more than 500 people had been banned, and anything under that had to be at half capacity. And we knew we weren't going to get half capacity of the theater space, even though we almost did. So we weren't too worried about it.
And this was March 12th, to put a date on it.
Yeah, Captain's
Thursday,
Log.
March 12th. Captain's Log. So, so we show up. The place is a ghost town. There's nobody there. And we're kind of, Jesse, star of Middletown, Jesse Lawrence, Sean and I, we're standing outside the doors, and we're just sort of like, oh my God, there's just nobody here. This is the most depressing thing that's ever happened. Like, there's literally going to be more of us than them. How are we going to do this? but then everybody showed up. It was great. Like, in the last 5 minutes or so, everybody filed in. It was really cool. We showed the movie. It looked great. Sounded great. Justin... The Wombat Wombach, myself and Sean Yu, we all sat in the projection booth and watched it while Jesse and Jeff
at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for, right? And we did it.
It's exactly what I wanted. Yeah, it was great. So we sat there, we watched it, and when the movie was all over, we got down in the front and we had a Q&A session with everybody. It was really cool. We had some really great questions. Mm-hmm. It was really great. What'd you think?
I mean, honestly, if every screening could go exactly like that, I'd be very happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're, you know, Scorsese showing up to do a screening at a college. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people don't know us. So, like, you kind of got to twist some arms to get people to come check out your movie. And the fact that, like, we had, like, a little over 30 people there. And a bunch of people asked questions and like genuine questions. One guy did ask about Devin, so that was a little.
Yeah,
I don't want to say it was off-putting, but I was like
20 years old.
Right. I was like, yeah, I get what you're getting at, man.
Yeah. Yeah. The question
he knew
was,
we were local, so he was like, oh, she's local.
Yeah. He's like, where'd you find that girl? So I gave him her number. So hopefully he reaches out. Actually, we ended up talking about how beautiful her boyfriend was for the next 5 minutes or so.
Oh, I think that pissed him off too, because it's like he asked us about Devin, and then we were like, let me tell you about how great is her boyfriend is.
Yeah, her boyfriend's super hot. Yeah, man. It was really good. It was a really good time. It was just I don't have any other words to describe it. It was super great to watch the movie. Those kids are definitely not the demographic. There were some adults there too, which was nice, who probably connected to it a little bit more than some, you know, some kids in college. But
right.
It was really great. The questions were great. There was a lot of, I don't know, I just can't think of any other words, and it was great. It was also the very beginning of the apocalypse.
Yeah, it was day one, essentially.
It was essentially day one.
Like, that's when, well, I mean, everybody knew things were a little off when the NBA started canceling games. I feel like that was the kickoff point. That was the, when everybody was like, holy shit, this is a thing.
Yeah.
And once the NBA started canceling games, and the NHL and the NCAA tournament and Major League Baseball was like, maybe we'll push back the beginning of the season. And now it's looking like things are going to be like this for a while.
And, yeah.
Well, so
you think about the financial implications of that too. And then once I saw the NBA shut down, I was like, boy, dig in, make sure we got canned yams just in case.
Well, everybody was joking about like all the toilet paper. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think, I mean, I don't know shit about shit, as we all know. But I don't think we're going to get to a point where like the stores are closing. But who the hell knows? This is all uncharted territory.
Super uncharted territory. I just keep looking east. I just keep looking east and going like, okay, there's a predictable pattern here. You're starting to see this is where it started. This is how long it took to clear up. Then it went to the next place and it started. Okay, this is how long it took to clear up. So now, you know, in China, the doctors are taking off their masks. There's people returning to work. They've had a fall in infections and stuff like that. Great. Italy yesterday just reported that they had the lowest day of reported infections, and that place has been destroyed by this thing.
Yep.
So you start to see a pattern. You go, okay, you know, there's an end. We're not near it, but there's definitely like this is not like a sustained
right.
thing. Like this does have an end. This does have a you know, like a shelf life, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're fortunate here that we're like the last major country to get hit with it.
Right.
That like, so that's, we're fortunate with that, but like because of that we can track a pattern. Like you said, like I saw an article today that said we're about 10 days behind Italy. So we can kind of use that as like a benchmark as far as like how things have gone and what steps they took. And I think a couple things we might have done a little sooner than they did, but I don't know for sure. Like,
yeah,
I think we also have a lot higher population of assholes.
Incredible, dude. I've been watching that same video for the last 2 days of those idiot kids on spring break, that red-faced moron who's just like, dude, we're just here, we're partying, and we had this plan for like 2 or 3 months.
Like, yeah,
wow, if I get it, I get it, bro. That's the kind of shit right there that just, I'm like, yeah, fine, fuck it. You know what? We don't deserve to be here, because this is what is going to inherit the earth is people like this fucking moron.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's every generation, it's so too. Like, yeah, like I know there's a lot of young kids on spring break and everything too, but there's even like with businesses and stuff like that. And as far as like some of the like business owners and things, like some of them are like, hey, we're open until they say we're closed. We're open. And in one
what
hand,
I'm seeing is like it's right down the middle. I'm seeing a split between like kids and old people. Like those people, there's like my mom who's just like, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. You know, I call her. I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, well, I don't have the coronavirus, if that's what you're asking. Okay. I'm just saying, don't go out. Don't be dumb. Like if you need something, let me know. You know, they're like super hard headed. And then the opposite end, or the other side of the spectrum, or the other side of the age gap, rather, those kids have the same attitude. Like, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. But like my people, we're the ones like hunkered down.
Right. Like, it's like everybody in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 25 to like 55 year olds, I think, are all like, we all need to be at home.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Which is crazy because that's like your primary workforce too. If anything, those are the people that want to be at work. Those are the people that would rather be at work. Like, trust me, don't get me wrong. I like working from home, like given the option, which I do have the option. So it's like, it's more comfortable. You know what I mean? But I know the point's going to come where I'm like sick of sitting at my house. Like it's going to like,
oh yeah, dude. Yeah. I've been in for 6 days. I am ready to lose it. I went for a walk 2 days ago. I went for a walk with my kid, like in the middle of the day. It was like a decent day. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to take the cat for a walk because she bought like a pet stroller, which is hilarious.
That's great.
So we packed up the cat and went for a walk. And I'm telling you, man, like I go to the gym 4 or 5 days a week. I was so sore like when we came home. Like my knees hurt. I'm like, oh, dude, this is not great. You know, my legs were burning because it's all hills. Like we just do hills.
Right.
Like, shit, this is not good. I am falling apart. But yeah, I'm going nuts, man. I'm like, I can't stand still normally. Like I hate weekends where there are no plans. I hate like not being busy. So I've had to trick myself to be like a reptile. Like I'm just slowing my heart rate way down and just trying to be super chill. That's it, man. Just be super chill and just embrace the suck. Like it's time. I'm finishing this script I'm working on. Like there's no excuse. I cannot say that this thing isn't going to be done in the next 2 weeks because all I have is time. You know, I'm watching movies I haven't seen. I finally watched There Will Be Blood the other night.
Oh my God, dude. What night did you watch it?
Three nights ago.
I watched it Saturday night.
Yeah, I watched it. It was during the week.
Because I was going to say, Tuesday, if we watched it the same night, I just thought that'd be funny.
Monday or Tuesday. I mean, it's still close enough because I've never seen that movie. And what did you think? It was always one of the ones where like I wanted to see it, but I just could not bring myself to like, it just seemed like... It's like when you're not really that hungry and someone's like, do you want a prime rib? And you're like, no, I'm not really.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
I don't want to do that. Yeah, sure. It is delicious. But
I'm sure
was,
it's delicious.
I kind of wanted like a bag of M&Ms is really, that's the most I could take in right now. Yeah. So that's how I've been like just bag of M&Ms hungry for years. But I finally watched it and I thought it was great, man. It really took, I mean, obviously.
Right.
Hey, spoiler alert. There Will Be Blood's a good movie. Have you seen this shit? Have you seen this Have movie? It's amazing. Hey,
don't, you know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag here, but you and I had talked about a new podcast. The Overdue Review.
Yeah, yeah.
And There Will Be Blood might have to be an early episode.
Hmm. I feel like that should be the first one.
Fucking A, why not?
All right, we'll do it. The Overdue Review is coming. We have nothing to do but this. We're just figuring something.
So what have you been like? What kind of shit have you been scratching your media itch with, I guess? Like,
hopefully you're watching? Still recording.
You can't watch sports. I mean, there's no sports.
I'm still recording. The numbers are still going in the right direction. I'm hoping that your headphones didn't die.
And it seems like
that
I
would be
Jay.
Hilarious if they did.
So see, I'm gonna
right
keep
now,
recording and try
all
to
of
call
this,
him back.
As long as I get a hold of Sean again, we'll be completely cut out of this whole thing. But if his AirPods died, then the show is over, which is great because we got 13 minutes and 55 seconds in. And that would just be hilarious. Okay, I'm going to call him. Here we go. Who's calling me? Hello.
Hey.
Did you keep recording?
I did.
Good. Me too. And I just talked shit about you for the last 40 seconds.
Well, you were saying like, I bet you Sean didn't, he hit stop or something.
No. Yeah. I was like, I bet you his headphones died because his phone sucks and he doesn't have a headphone jack.
No.
And this is the kind of shit that happens.
Headphones are fine. Phone's fully charged. I don't know what to tell you.
Good. I don't know either. Yeah. But there's a lot, you know what? There's a lot of shit going on right now. So networks are stressed.
Yeah. Right.
But we don't know how this is going to go because we're experimenting. We're on, you know, we're in two different sides of this town.
True.
Two different basements. I dropped off a care package the other day or yesterday so we could do this.
You did.
Your neighbor looked at me like I was leaving drugs for you.
That's great. They probably did think that. They do watch us like hawks around here. So if anything goes down, they'll know.
Yeah, they saw me run up to your porch, drop a black bag on your mat, and run away like a weirdo.
I didn't even know you had been here. Like, that's... and I get a call from you like 10 seconds later. I was in the process of making a quesadilla when you got here.
Sounds like you were in the process of like reenacting like a ska party. There was a lot going on. I came up and it was just screaming. I was going to knock, and then, you know, I just thought it's better. We have to distance. So as much as I wanted to see you and touch your hand through the glass, I just left your shit there.
Well, I appreciate
that. So yeah, man, a lot of shit going on. A lot of shit going on in the world right now. But we're overcoming. So what I'm saying is if this sounds weird, you know, we'll dial it in.
Yeah.
We'll dial it in next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we haven't tried this before. So I'm pretty sure my end sounds good. I'm sure Jay's end sounds good. And once we marry those things together, it'll be good.
Yeah, it should be okay. Or it's going to sound like dog shit. And you're going to just hear my kid yelling upstairs and the furnace kicking on. And,
hey,
you know.
It's got a cool,
the neighbors
like,
banging on the window.
It's got a cool indie vibe, man. I can dig it.
Yeah. Well, if we're nothing but indie, so.
So what I had tried to ask you as as we got disconnected was, what are you, like, scratching your media itch with? Like, there's no sports on. You and I are pretty big NBA fans, as is pretty evident on the podcast. What have you been like watching?
I haven't really been able to scratch the basketball itch.
Well, that's not gonna, you're not gonna be able to.
Yeah, well, I mean, but there's options, you know, like the option is a lot of people are watching old games. They're watching classic games.
Dude, I can't do that. Like, I was watching game 7 or 6 of like the 2012 finals when it was like whenever Ray Allen hit that big 3 to go into overtime or right before the end of the, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like that wasn't
as great of a moment as that was. I knew it was coming, so it wasn't as exciting. Like,
of course.
Like, I remember watching that game live and being like, holy shit, I can't believe it. Because the Spurs should have won that whole series, that game right then and there. But they didn't, because Ray Allen was like this like 3-point shooting monster. So like, but when you know it's coming, what's the, I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. They played the Klay Thompson 60-point game. I think it might have been last night on ESPN or 2 nights ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch for a minute because with Klay it happened so fast.
Right.
Like Klay hit like, he put like 37 points up in a quarter or something crazy. So you sit through 12 minutes and this guy's just catching fire and that's fun to watch. But that's like, just spectacle.
I don't know.
I mean, you're not watching like a game.
I feel like it's got to be older than that. You know what I mean? Like, show me something
like
from
a
at
classic.
Least, show me something from at least 20 years ago, I feel like. Something around,
you know,
like,
would be cool.
I don't know.
It would be cool to go back and watch like the 92 Dream Team run.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be awesome. Especially it's an Olympic year, we think. And that would be fun to watch. They've been playing I Hate Christian Laettner nonstop for 30 for 30. And I'm like,
that's funny.
Constantly reminded how much I really don't like Christian Laettner. So that's cool.
that was such a weird choice to put him on that team. It's like putting Sean Bradley in fucking Space Jam.
That's exactly what it was.
It's just a weird move. Yeah,
dude, I've been watching. You know, I've been watching old wrestling.
How old?
Like I don't know, like early 2000s. Like I guess like mid to late 90s, like Attitude Era. You know, 90s, 90s into the early 2000s era wrestling.
WWE or
the
trend
that was
WCW.
WWF.
WWF.
And I mean, hey, WCW was just as good for a while there. And
I know.
I was a big fan of Hollywood Hulk Hogan and
NWO.
Yes, and
Scott Hall,
Kevin Nash.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Macho Man. I think for a brief period of time.
For a brief period, yeah.
Yes,
but he couldn't be in the same I guess league because Hulk Hogan colored his beard just like Randy Savage's, and they just couldn't have two weirdos with two black
with
beards.
Weird fucking black. Well, no, Hulk weird Hogan black. had the stubble, the black
the
stubble,
mustache.
But the blonde mustache.
Yeah. Weird.
And we're like, what do you mean? It doesn't grow in that way? Oh no, no. I guess once it's exposed to the light after a while, it just
yeah. It was like blackface. It was so befuddling. I just what is that? What are you doing?
But you know what?
I'm bad now.
I'm a bad guy now, brother.
We're bad. This is all bad. This is all bad guys look, brother. Like Bluto from Popeye? That was your reference? Like, that's the last time you saw a bad guy?
He looks like a kid dressing up as a 1920s gangster.
Exactly yeah. That. Yes.
He wears a pinstripe suit and has a Tommy gun that his mom made out of paper towel rolls.
Yeah, see, mom? I'm not going to eat my asparagus.
I'm going to go chase the neighbor's cat. Nah.
See?
But no, dude, okay, so you know what's like been on my mind recently though? Like every time I watch like old ish wrestling, like from when I was a kid. Do you remember Rikishi?
Mm-hmm.
And he did the stink face or whatever it was called.
Yes.
Do you remember that? And he would like get people, so if anybody's not sure or unaware.
Rikishi was the white guy in the African costume, right? Like the traditional like
no. No? Rikishi was like a Samoan dude.
Yes.
And had like bleached blonde hair.
Yep. Okay.
Big guy.
Yep, Rikishi. Yep.
Yeah. And he would
big guy. Yes.
Yeah. And he would dance with Scotty Too Hotty. They were pals.
Yes, Scotty Too Hotty.
And they would do the Scott worm
Steiner.
And shit. And so those are like the three guys with like bleached blonde hair. What was that about? So what he would do is he would get people in the turnbuckle and then they'd fall down and they'd give them the stink face. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And he would like shove his huge ass into these people's faces.
Oh, I'm looking at him right now. Yes, I remember him. The big Samoan dude.
Do you think like, I feel like he must have had a lot of pressure to like keep his asshole clean.
Do you think? Yeah. They were like, dude, if you're going to stink face me tonight, I'm not kidding.
Right. Like, I'm sick of this shit.
You shower now. Yeah, I'm literally sick of this shit.
Like, listen, I'm not going to fault you for, like, whatever sweat you work up while we're doing this match. I get it. But every precaution needs to be had beforehand.
Like, yeah, I want you shit to shower. I want you to treat this like you're a porn star going for, like, butt night.
Exactly.
Like, this is, you need to prepare for me.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I feel like it kept him up at night. Like, I did this move one time 10 years ago, and now I'm like the guy who does it. And it's just a lot of pressure. Like, every night, people expect it. If you see Rikishi, you know someone's getting it. I mean, I doubt he's ever gone out into that ring and not done a stink face. Like, that's what he's there to do.
I doubt he's ever gone out to a restaurant and not done the stink face. Like, how many times do you think he's been at, like, you know, like a real, like at the Ivy?
Right.
And someone's like, oh, snap, Rikishi, give me that stink face, son. And he's like, all right.
Like Andre the Giant would like hold his hand like up to people's faces and shit.
Yeah,
and, like,
but that's like, there's like, that's, you know.
But that's normal.
There's some, like, self-respect there. This guy's
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
He's like, and then he'd just be like, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. He's like, no, man, do it. And then, because he knows if he doesn't do it, everybody's like, man, Rikishi's an asshole.
Man, yeah. Man, Rikishi. Yo, man, big boss man wouldn't do that. No,
he would have stuck my face in his ass.
I'll do it. Do you want to finish your chicken parmesan first? No, man. Just do it. Do it.
Hey, baby, take my picture.
Like, do it. Do it, baby. He wants it.
Or some dad is like, hey, stick your ass in my son's face.
Yeah, I told him my son is sick. It would mean the world. My son, that, like some make-a-wish kid is like, I just want the stink face. Like, kid, you've got like 26 breaths left. You want to spend two of them in the Samoan's butt? That's
It killed him. Oh my god, it ate him up inside. And he's just like, he every week he would come and ask Vince McMahon if he can have like a new gimmick.
Yeah, man. Can I go off the top rope?
I can't do this anymore.
Can I? Yeah. You gave Dwayne the people's elbow, and this is what I got to do? Like, the people's asshole. To you? Is my life a joke? Is my culture a joke to you, sir?
I get it. I'm a Vince. Big guy. I get it.
Yeah.
But there are other big guys in wrestling.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's been a history of big gentlemen in this league, in this sport.
And it's none a of respectable them, like, position.
Yeah, a couple of them, like, yeah, I get it. You play like Earthquake, Tugboat. I get it, right? But, I mean, not all of us have to be that way.
Right.
And, like, nobody else has to put their asshole. It's just a bizarre thing. You're right. That's exactly how it started. It started in some weird, like, backyard wrestling league, you know, in, like, Memphis, Tennessee. And they were like, that's it. That's the move. Some talent scout was like, that's the move, kid. That's going to take you straight to the top. And it worked.
That's great. Speaking of assholes, do you hear about cats?
Yes. The butthole cut. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Apparently there's an edit of the Cats movie that has assholes.
I
think that's just fantastic. You know what though?
Can you imagine like being the guy who does that? Like your whole job is to digitally erase the buttholes. Oh, right.
Like, I wonder if it's the same guy that had to put them in.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if that whole time that if not, then the guy was just like, what an asshole. Like, what a... Jesus Christ. Every single cat.
And if you miss one, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that doesn't reflect well in your performance review for the year. You missed 3 cat buttholes, son. You're done. What a weird thing. But they're saying, like, this is the time to release it. Like, we need it now. This is the time. And I saw, like, a whole bunch of... Like, a gang of, like, directors... Like, I think Ryan Johnson commented, there's a couple of them that were like, this is the time. We've never needed the Cat's butthole cut more.
Release it. It's true. Like, if you want to get me to watch that movie, that's how you do it.
Definitely.
Because, like, I don't know. And part of me feels like this whole thing was planned. Like listen, here's what we're going to do. If this thing bombs...
The virus?
No. That's how, like, the Cats movie, like, that when they released the Cats movie, they were like, listen, if this thing doesn't do well, we're going to release a new release of the movie with all the errors that we've, you know, left in. And then what we'll do is we'll let people know there's a butthole cut of the movie.
Yeah. We'll just keep making money off this movie.
Right. There'll be 30 versions of this thing.
When I was like,
did you know we did a version of this where they were all wearing 10-gallon hats, but we didn't release it. We just didn't release it. 10-gallon cats.
Okay. There it was. I was looking, but a little out of practice.
You don't need to pussyfoot around. Just watch the episode.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. I when I had heard that they were still cutting that movie, like, right until, I think it may have been the day of the release, I remember thinking, like, that's some Bush League shit that we do.
Yeah,
it seems like you guys have some money put aside to build into the schedule. You shouldn't be doing that, right?
No.
And then the movie they released wasn't even the movie. Like, they released a movie that wasn't ready to go. It was cut. I mean... We've been to a movie before where they were like, well, this isn't the real version.
Right.
And that's what these guys did with Cats.
And if that's not acceptable,
Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats.
Yeah, and if that's not acceptable in the middle of nowhere, bumfuck New York, that's not acceptable, like,
everywhere.
Nationally.
Yeah, yeah. That's hilarious. Oh, my God, what a nightmare. And I got to admit, the first time I saw the trailer for Cats, I was like, oh, shit, that looks great. Like, oh, I wonder what they're going to do with Cats. You know, I grew up in the era of WPIX Channel 11, you know?
Right.
Like, Cats now and forever. Like I had right. that is in my brain forever, mm-hmm. you know, at the Winter Garden Theater. and it'll always be there. And I was kind of pumped about it, I got to say. And didn't see it. Can't imagine seeing it at this point. But maybe. Seth Rogen, I guess, watched it and stoned and he said it was hilarious. So.
Oh, well, maybe that's how we got to watch it. Maybe we should have a watch party.
Like maybe we should, but with this social distancing. So
right,
we'll
we can
online.
Have a, yeah, we can have an online Cats watch party.
Oh, that's good. I have some gummies here in my reserve. So maybe we could, yeah, I like that. We'll get all twisted up and we'll podcast it. Weren't we talking about, MST3K? We had like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 podcast. What were we calling it?
We did?
We were talking about
it was but it was mystery it was unsolved mystery, so it was unsolved mystery sounds theater 3000. Yeah,
dude, we have a lot of time on our hands now. Maybe we should really think about going forward.
Oh my god,
these podcasts.
Season one, you know what, maybe this weekend you and I'll sit down and we'll MST3K an episode of unsolved mysteries.
I think it's a great idea,
and it'll be unsolved mystery science theater.
I can't tell you how little I have to do right now.
Like, okay, we'll do it this weekend.
That's great. You can't imagine, dude, I was so excited that we were doing this tonight that I was actually like, I had butterflies in my stomach most of the day. I'm like, oh my God, a return to normal. It was just a return to normalcy. It's been so long and it's not, I think it's like that, the thing, like, it's like it's like when you're driving, right? And you're like, does anybody have to pee? And you know, no, I'm good. And you're like, well, the next rest stop isn't for 100 miles. And everybody goes, okay, no, I should probably have to pee. I guess I have to pee. That's this feeling I have right now. It's like, do you want to get some stuff done? Like, no, I mean, you know, I'm pretty busy. Well, okay, look, you can't get anything done for the next 45 days. Like, oh shit, yeah. I'm very excited to for any sort of sense of return to normalcy, if I'm sitting in my basement right now.
Dude, it means nothing to me that tomorrow's Friday. That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Like typical week, it's like, oh fuck yeah, Friday, all right, about fucking time. But now I'm like, I feel like this week flew by. I don't know about you, but it's just because it was a weird.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like, it flew by. And now tomorrow's Friday, and I'm like, oh well, it doesn't matter. It's going to be the same as today, and it'll be the same the next day and the next day. I mean, like, I won't have to put in work hours over the weekend, but I'm not leaving the house, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And there's so, like, you know, the whole thing about just the ritual of a Friday for us. I mean, for you and I personally, right. mm-hmm. you know, it's like the work day's over, come home, touch base quick, change. And then, okay, it's podcast time. Get together. Hang out a little bit, have a couple slices of shitty pizza.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, oh, did you eat? No. Like, oh, fuck, let's run down and get some slices. Just fucking hang out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, let's hang out a little bit, talk some shit.
Yeah, even little shit like that. It's done. Well, it's not done. I mean, like, I don't want to be ominous. Like, everything's, you know. But, I mean.
It's done for the time being, for sure.
For the time being.
It's definitely on pause.
And what's weird is this is the beginning.
Assholes about it.
Yeah, that's what's weird. Yeah, we're not coming out of the other end of it. We're still like even just today, like, I don't know about any. I don't know if anybody outside of New York State knows what's going on in New York, but in New York State, they cut everything from 50% work occupancy down to 25% today. And who knows if they start closing just all businesses that are non-essential? Like, who knows?
I feel like they should have done that shit like 2 weeks ago, though. You know, people are freaking out. Like, can you imagine 75%? I'm like, yeah, dude, just lock it down. If you locked it down 2 weeks ago, then we would be in better shape now. But we're not. And it's kind of like that weird mixed message, too, with small business. Like, go and support bars and restaurants. The liquor authority made it possible to like walk out of a bar with beer and out and like liquor now. Like you can just go down to a bar and like all this shit. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like you're trying to keep the economy afloat, but no, I don't want to be anywhere near it. Like it doesn't matter. It's not like you have to be around a bunch of people for a long time to get sick. It's literally airborne. So I don't want to walk in to pick up to go at a bar. with a whole bunch of people. And I know that sounds like alarmist and crazy, but I just like, dude, we're either doing this or we're not doing this.
No,
and
I'm I mean, I'm doing it.
We
did get takeout tonight, like, to be honest, because, like, I don't know. In one hand, we're like, yeah, you know what? These places are trying to at least get by. So, like, during this whole thing, we're like, oh, a couple nights a week, let's, like, get, like, takeout from a small place, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. We figure that could...
I'll buy gift certificates. I will definitely buy a gift certificate, but I'm not down.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the whole thing about it. Like, I think as long as it's, like, within a reasonable, like I, and this is the conversation everybody's having, right? What's considered... There's a fine line between what's rational behavior and then, like, where's that line of, like, am I overreacting? And I don't think anybody's at a point where they're overreacting.
I don't think that in cases like this you can overreact. I mean, and I say cases like this, like, this is a thing.
I don't think you're overreacting by saying, I don't want to go to these places, period. I don't think that's overreacting because it's a real possibility.
Yeah, it's a real possibility. And, like, I have a kid who acts like a little, you know, weapon. There's a good chance that, you know, they're saying, like, everybody has to prepare like they have it. And if I have it, she's probably where I got it. They're like these little delivery systems. Mm-hmm. So... but I still, I mean, like, I don't want to take the chance. I don't want to bring anything home. You know, I don't want to, I just, whatever. It's fine. And I wanted to reset for a long time. And I'm not saying, like, I'm happy the plague came so I could spend more time at home. But I was looking for a reason to sort of ground myself and reset. And that's what I'm kind of using this as. Just like, okay, you have no other option. Slow it down. You know, mm-hmm. like. There's not 500 things pulling at my shirt anymore. To, you know, it's just, we have to just chill out for a while. Everybody just relax. You know, things are still open. You can still run out to the store. You can still go get some shit. If you want to go to the liquor store or the grocery store, whatever you got to do, like, go ahead, man. Mm-hmm. But make it quick and come home and hang out and dig in. And, you know, like, it's just the only thing we can do right now.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what, to be honest, I'm bummed because I mean, to be super, super real and super honest, like, man, we've been working really hard to get the movie on the road, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We've done a lot of shit since November when we released the movie and had the premiere and stuff. And, you know, and the idea of taking this thing on the road, which kind of started like a joke and then became kind of real, and mm-hmm. things started happening, like really happening. You know, we had those couple of shows lined up, and then we got the third one here, which was kind of a home show, kind of a, you know, the FM one was, but it still counts, it's still a show. And then all of a sudden, like, all these other possibilities start happening. And before you know it, you know, our 7-city tour becomes very realistic. You know, mm-hmm.
we're raising up money. What would have been, if you count the original screening in November, we were at 4 booked and 5, a fifth, like, certainty, though. Like, we had another one. We just had to pick a day. We figured out money and cost and everything. We just had to pick a day. So, like, and this literally all happened the day I was supposed to call them and say, hey, we want to do it this day. So, yeah, there are 5 screenings and 3 of them are now up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, and a couple more that are very easily ready to go.
You know,
we've raised like half of our goal, which is crazy. And then this happens, and I feel like without this, we raise our goal. I feel like without this, there's no question. We hit the halfway mark, 45 with like 45 days left or something. And I felt like, you know, we got some momentum and things were looking great. And then how do you ask for money now? You don't. People are out of work. I mean, people are getting laid off. You don't ask for money. So it's, you know, I mean, obviously it's a bummer because people are dying. I mean, that goes without saying. I'm empathetic to a fault and my heart breaks for everything. But like on a personal level, like shit, man, it really stopped us dead in our tracks.
Yeah.
It's a huge bitch.
I mean, to anybody who has donated, like, we still intend on using that money for the movie. Like, we still, like, even if screenings get, if things get to the point where screenings are even canceled, completely. Like right now, the one that we've only postponed one technically, but I see a true possibility that we're going to have to postpone this, the second one.
Yes.
And that seems like very likely.
Yeah.
And we're still going to try to have those screenings eventually. We're still submitting to a bunch of festivals that if they don't happen this year, hopefully they carry over into next year or postpone or whatever. To anybody that has donated, you know, thank you. And we are still moving forward. It's just everything got held up right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I put something on our Facebook page a couple of days ago about it. And it sucked to actually be living in a world where I'm like, oh shit, everybody worked super hard on this thing for so long. And I have to write the words, this virus is serious and dangerous. Like,
right.
What are you talking about? Like, this is what's happening, but this is the reality we live in. And yeah, we're definitely going to push forward. You know, we appreciate every dollar we have and, you know, we'll use every penny, and make up the difference. And, we'll do everything we can to get this movie out to as many people as we can and, make the middle tour a success. But I feel good about it. It's just one of the things I'm looking forward to. I have this fantasy in my head, you know, because like right now it's that weird time of year anyway, where today it was like 40 and rainy and kind of miserable. Yeah. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 70, but I have this fantasy in my head where it's like May, you know, and we're going for it. Like we're out on the road and it's 75 and the windows are down.
Yeah,
and
we're like cruising down to like Delaware.
Yes. And it's like, shit, man, like we're on a road trip and everything is beautiful and this is exactly what we wanted. And people will definitely be ready just to get out of the house, you know? Mm-hmm. Get out of the house and
for sure.
We'll be ready. This will pass, and when it does, I just can't wait. For a lot of reasons, obviously, but I don't want to make it sound like I'm like, yeah, this virus really fucked us, man. But,
right.
But you know, it's fucked a lot of people a lot worse. It's just fucking, it's no small irony. Shit, we're right there.
Yeah, but I mean, unfortunately, we would pause the Indiegogo if we could, but we can't. So it does remain open. But
yeah, that's a weird limitation from Indiegogo. Like I said, we're not at, I can't ask anybody for a penny, please, you know, don't throw your money away. Just, you know, save your money and feed yourself and your family and shit. We can't pause it. It doesn't work that way. But so it's going to stay open until the April, deadline. I think it's the 26th, maybe something like that, or April. I don't know the day off the top of my head. I'm not looking at my computer, but yeah, it'll stay open until the day. And then we'll reassess the situation, you know, but I think we'll probably continue to work towards lining some stuff up. Hopefully, you know, in the next couple of weeks, again, it's so surreal to say the words, like, hopefully the numbers start to drop in the next couple of weeks. It's crazy. Just super weird.
It's insane. God,
right? I mean, even like last week, like I went to the office yesterday to get that shit to drop off to you. And dude, we're moving out of the office, right? So I'm like looking around and I'm like, shit, this might be the last time I'm ever in this room. And like, we were just there. Everything was just okay.
That's weird if you think about it. The office is being switched while this is all happening. It's going to be like moving forward, like a year from now. It's going to feel like we switched offices because of the virus.
I know.
It's going to be like, oh, that's the that was our office in the before time.
Yeah, I know. Jeff texted me today and asked me if I wanted to go break down desks and shit tomorrow. And I'm like, dude, I can't tell you how much I am bunkered into my house right now. Like I am, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. So hey, listen, have fun. I did it the first time.
Yeah, right.
So have a good time and let me know if I can do anything from here. I will support you emotionally.
Hey, so should we do like hard on podcast recommendations for like, I'm not saying right this minute, but like we should recommend like on Twitter and Facebook and shit, like things people should like do and watch.
Yeah. It happened again.
Oh, it looks like I lost you again.
I wonder if he's talking right now too.
Let's do this one more time.
It's so funny. And I just have to imagine it's because we're in the middle of a plague and the bandwidth can only be so... I imagine that's the only reason, because I am at full capacity right now. There he is. I have stopped talking shit right now.
What's that?
What's your bar situation right now? How many bars you at, buddy?
I'm good. I got almost full bars.
Me too. I wonder if the cell phone services are just like, yeah, you guys have been talking for a while. Like, you know, are you a couple teenage girls? Like, enough. We need this bandwidth.
Yeah. Of course, honestly, I don't know the last time I was on the phone with somebody for 40 minutes. So
I don't either. I really, it might have been high school.
Dude, I mean, there you go. Like, when was the last time you were like, oh, I need to call this person?
I know. Yes.
Like, I remember high school being like every night. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess
yeah,
not even
yeah.
high school. It was more like junior high for me, because yeah, eventually we were all
high
on
school,
like
for sure.
AOL when I was in high school. We were all on Instant Messenger and shit. And
AOL Instant Messenger came right at the probably the year after high school or so. That's when AOL IM popped.
Yeah. So for me, that was like early. That was like seventh grade. You know, like so.
That's didn't you have some shitty doing. ICP name?
Oh, I had
like,
a...
Weren't you like Sean the Joker or something stupid like
no,
that?
No, I was Clown Killer.
That's it. Clown Killer.
Yeah.
I'm 100% getting you a hockey jersey with that name on it.
Please don't. That is the last thing I want.
This is my boy. That's how I'm going to introduce you to people. No.
I'm pretty sure it was Clown Killer 6669. Pretty sure,
dude. At all the screenings, I'm gonna be like, and this is our producer, Sean Clown Killer 669 Barnes.
You may know him.
Remember
from...
him as a shit talker on AOL IM
on your buddy
list, 1999. On your buddy list, your buddy list menace, Sean Clown Killer 669 Barnes.
There's three sixes there, son, just so you know.
Oh, right, yeah. 669, nice.
Oh, yeah. Didn't mess around.
So you want to make recommendations for
I didn't,
all
yeah,
of us
I wasn't sure
are,
what you heard, are, yeah.
That are you want to make recommendations for everybody that's cooped up.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
So, like...
Things to watch, things to do.
Yeah, things to watch, like... Hey, this is what I'm watching today. You know, I had a Facebook page that I was like the moderator of like years ago. I think it's still up. Let me see if I can find it. It was, oh shit.
Highway.
It was called Watching a Oh, what?
Wait, go ahead.
It was called Watching a Movie on TV Even Though You Own the DVD is the name of the page. And what I would do is just post TV movie listings.
Huh.
I haven't posted since 2016 was actually the last time I posted. So it wasn't that
it's
long
not bad.
Ago.
No,
I said
that's
if you hurry.
Terrible.
Yeah, I said if you hurry, you can catch the end of Avengers on FX. And I said, and then in September 20th, 2015, Gone in 60 Seconds is on AMC right now.
How many people were involved in this page?
215 people liked the page.
Jesus! I mean, look, I know that's not a ton in the grand scheme of things, but I gotta say, you're essentially just a TV guide.
Yeah, no, it's great. What's the first one I posted?
Were you doing work on it too? Like, were you like actively looking? Like, oh shit, I gotta post tonight. What's on?
No, that
seconds.
Was my plan.
Fast
and then
Furious 4.
The first time I posted was 2010, and I said, "Batman Begins is on FX." That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hollow Man was on FX today. Well, apparently I watched a lot of FX. Live Free or Die Hard is on FX. Just watched Back to the Future 3, even though I own the box set.
There you go.
This is great.
I like it. We can definitely do something. I mean, people need something in these dark times. I really, really, I'm really jazzed about the idea of Unsolved Mystery, Science Theater 3000. I think it's a great idea, and you know, it's interactive. I think people are going to get behind it.
Yeah, we can have two franchises mad at us that are definitely in their comeback phase. So that's great. Because both, we can have Netflix pissed off because they did the remake of both. So that's great.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm down. I'm very excited to do it. Anything I can do to come back down to my dank ass basement and talk into this microphone.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I believe every episode of Unsolved Mysteries is on there. So get ready.
Son, I got Amazon Prime and I got a hell of an internet connection. So we're going to do this. We'll talk about the details on how we're going to do this. What are the technical do we watch it ahead of time? Do we just kind of live watch it and talk shit? We'll figure all that out.
Well, that's the thing. If you want the Mystery Science Theater angle, you got to live watch it. You got to record while you watch it.
But goddamn, you know those guys wrote those jokes ahead of time.
That's true.
That wasn't... Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, yeah. So it depends on how authentic we need to be here. I mean, I like the idea of live watching it and being authentic about it.
I do too.
But
I think we're also going to be reactive. We're going to be reactive to it. No, like, it's not going to be just cracking jokes. We're going to be like,
when Bobby Stack says, like, a profoundly retarded boy.
Yes.
Could you imagine if that happened live?
Yeah. Right. I can't wait. I'll start making artwork tonight.
All right. Good. Good. You need something to do.
Right?
Yeah. All right. You want to bring this bitch home?
Yeah. Well, hey, we hit, look at this, 52 minutes. I mean, I know it's not an ideal length. But we're trying this out, testing it. We're in unknown, uncharted territory here. Like, we gave him 52 minutes. Yeah,
we
the call got dropped
we
twice.
We had said, like, the world needs hard on. We're going to do this for the people. And here we are.
You're welcome. Sean, later when you're listening back to this, put the music here. Cool.
It's so cute that you think that you're going to be the one that does that.
Well, you planned on doing it?
Yeah. What else do I got to do?
Dude, all right, fine. I'll send it to you.
I have nothing. I can't explain to you how little I have to do right now.
All right, fine. I mean, I was going to do it, but all right, I'll send you the file.
I'm going to marry, son, I'm going to marry these files. I'm going to put some music in here.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to sound like shit, but we're going to refine it. It's going
to
be fine.
Is it because you don't want me to hear the shit you were talking to me when the calls got dropped? Is that why?
Are you kidding me? That's all I want you to hear. I'm going to send you other files of just me talking shit.
Great. That I'll look forward to. I think that should be its own podcast. It'll literally be called Jay Talking Shit About Sean.
Yeah.
The podcast.
Yeah. Oh, you hapless bastard. I ask you, just all you have to do is push record and talk to me on the phone for an hour, and you can't even do that. Oh, good.
Well, hey, I appreciate this time with you.
Sir, I appreciate this time with you. It feels shitty to plug anything else, but I don't know. Keep listening, I guess.
Yeah.
Keep your hands busy.
Absolutely.
They're known to be the devil's playground.
That's what I hear. Yeah, idle hands are the devil's. Remember that movie, Idle Hands?
Yeah, oh yeah. Julia Roberts, right?
Really? Maybe.
No, I don't, dude. I don't know. I don't. You can just say anything. Anything you say. Hey, you remember that? You remember that movie, Carbon Monoxide Alarm? Like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Julia Roberts?
Yes, yes.
No, it yes. wasn't Liam, Julia Roberts. But it was. Neeson. Oh, here we go. Idle Hands was a 1999 dark comedy film directed by Rodman Flender.
Oh, it was somebody that was possessed. It was a kid with possessed hands. Yes.
Yes. Seth Green was in it. Jessica Alba was in it.
That was it.
Jessica Devin Alba. Sawa. Huh. 90s the heartthrob Devin Sawa was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he cut his hand off and put it in the microwave at one point. I don't know.
Correct.
Hey, maybe that's the first movie you should watch. Maybe that's our first hard-on recommendation during the...
Hey, whoa, let's talk about this. Jesus Christ. What's the matter with you?
Well, thanks for doing this, and we'll do it again soon. And
yeah,
we will. This weekend, I'm going to get some stuff in place for fucking Unsolved Mystery Science Theater. It's going to be great.
Very excited. All right, hey, Sean, was it good for you?
It was very good for me. Was it good for you?
Yes. It's been a long time.
Yeah.